almost heaven. West Virginia, Blue Ridge Mountains, Shenandoah River. Life is old there, older than the trees, younger than the mountains, growing like a breeze. Country roads, take me home to the place I belong. West Virginia, mountain mama, take me home, country roads.
This is episode 45 of the Fairest Podcast of Them All. Coming at you a couple days earlier than usual because we're going on a road trip this week. Country roads take me home. Now, I'm not taking a road trip back home to the village, but taking a road trip down to Richmond, Virginia with the boys. The weekend is for the boys, let me tell you this week. But with that being said, this is a long road trip. All right, we're taking an 8-hour drive today. Then we're finishing it up with about an 8-hour drive the next day. Of course, then we'll have to come back in a few days. So in total, we're going to be driving quite a bit. I'm going to be driving. I am one of the drivers. And let me tell you, not looking forward to the drive. I do love to drive, but this is going to be a long one. But in order to get through this long road trip, you have to establish the rules. Okay, these are the rules of the road. And that is what this podcast episode is all about this week. Because we all know that when you're taking a road trip, there are certain things that are an absolute necessity. They're second nature. They just happen because that's just what happens when it comes to a road trip. They're things that are staples to your successful road trip. So without further ado, we're going to get started right away. And I think it's absolutely crucial to start the episode this way, because we all debate on who is going to sit in the front seat. Who is riding shotgun? That is the ultimate question, and it's very important when it comes to your road trip, because you're going to have people argue about, no, I called it, no, I get to sit there, you sat there last time, it doesn't matter. So right now, to start the episode, we're going to be talking about the origin of calling shotgun and the rules on how to do it, because this is the rules of the road. You know, so the origin of calling shotgun, it originally has ties to the Wild West era of U.S. history of the shotgun guard. They used to ride alongside the stagecoach driver as his protection, keeping a keen eye out for bandits and highwaymen. So basically, when we call shotgun to secure the front seat, it's a reference to that once vital job. So, with that being said, now that we understand where it originated from and kind of what it means, we've got to discuss the rules. Because believe it or not, there are rules to calling shotgun. And this information is coming from shotgunrules.com. So granted, take that as credible if you will, but these are the rules. And you can't dispute the rules, because this is the rules of the road, especially when it comes to calling shotgun. So, rule one, you've got your standard rules here, but first, you must say the word shotgun. When you're calling for the front seat, you have to explicitly say shotgun, and it needs to be done clearly and loud enough so that at least one other occupant of the vehicle can hear you, okay? And you also can't say a version of shotgun. You can't be like, oh, 12 gauge. No, you have to explicitly say shotgun to be able to get the seat. Also, the next rule, it says the deed must be done before shotgun may be called. And what that means for this rule to work properly is everybody needs to be on the same page and understand the concept and accept what the deed is. So the deed may be after everybody walks out of the house. The deed may be after everybody has used the restroom and is walking towards the car. Like, you establish what deed needs to be done, and you cannot call shotgun before. You have to complete the deed before you call shotgun. Then we got rule 1-3 here. You must also be outside to call shotgun. even if whatever you establish as the deed takes place indoors, the deed is then considered done once you leave the building and wherever it took place. So, for example, say the deed was using the restroom. You all use the restroom, but you still can't call shotgun until you step outside. Also, with that, the car must be visible. That is crucial. A lot of people will try to call it way ahead of time. You know, oh, I'm calling shotgun on this day for this trip. No, that's not how it works. You have to be able to see the vehicle. Also, voiding. When you break a shotgun rule, as stated in the guide, you may be voided from receiving shotgun privileges for that ride. Although this is somewhat a discretionary rule, voiding can automatically apply if you call shotgun while you're indoors, if you don't have your shoes on, or you display any other blatant disregard for shotgun protocol. Now, I want to emphasize it is protocol because this is a very serious thing. It impacts the whole trip. And with that comes the duration. A lot of people will argue, well, if you call shotgun once, you're good for the whole trip. Well, again, this kind of is up for debate. Shotgun may be called for one ride, one final destination to where a deed is to be done. When your final destination is reached, shotgun no longer belongs to the original caller and may be claimed again. So that's very important. If it doesn't last for the week, it doesn't last for the entire day. Say we're going from point A to B, we get there, we make a stop. Okay, the deed is going to be done again. So then you have to recall shotgun. With that being said, I mentioned earlier that footwear plays a key factor. This is rule 2-1. Your footwear for the ride in shotgun must be on your feet before you can call shotgun. You cannot be calling shotgun if you're not ready. It doesn't count, so it's voided. You won't get it. Also, the re-entry is a little tricky. If you call shotgun verbally, but then go back inside or back to where the deed took play, for any reason, you have to recall shotgun after leaving the building. You don't just call it once, oh, now I've got to go do this and do that, and then you still get it. That's not how it works. You lose it, and you've got to re-enter those privileges. Also, I did allude to earlier, the car must be in the line of sight. You have to be able to see the vehicle, or it doesn't count. Now, I got a couple other rules here that are relatively newer to me, and I guess I've kind of followed some of them. Didn't really know about them, I guess didn't enforce them. This one here is really, really crucial. Hand on door, rule 2-5. Shotgun can no longer be called once someone's hand is holding the shotgun door handle. This officially stakes their claim to shotgun. Calling it is simply redundant at this point in time. If nobody called it, if you've got your hand on the door, it's yours. Also, along with that, if you manage to sit in the shotgun position before anybody calls it, you get to keep the position. Even if somebody calls it, again, it's redundant. It doesn't matter. Now, this next one is super important, and it's something that I've never necessarily really enforced, but I'm definitely going to use this rule and this website to my advantage. Again, it's shotgunrules.com. This is the BOC. If you lift the vehicle handle while the doors are being unlocked, and therefore it causes the shotgun door to remain locked, you're voided for that ride. You do not get shotgun. The other person, if there's another passenger, automatically gets it because you balked and you cannot do that. There are a few other rules on here. You know, no digital shotgun calls. It has to be verbal out loud. If you are taking a very long trip, it is recommended you do alternate seats here and there. You know, there's a few different things on this website. Again, it's shotgunrules.com. But with all the rules, there are always a few exceptions when it comes to road trips. And that is rule 3.1, mom always gets shotgun. Moms automatically get shotgun, period. If you make your mom sit in the back seat, you know, you might be an evil person. Things like the hitchhikers. Hitchhikers can't call shotgun. You know, if you happen to pick one up, they can't call shotgun. They should just be happy they even have a ride. The draft rule, if one of the riders of the automobile is extremely tall in your group of friends, you guys should consider granting that rider special shotgun privileges just because it's not going to be comfortable for anybody if they're in the back. And the significant other rule, if a significant other is included in the group of the automobile's passengers, they automatically get shotgun privileges unless mom is a passenger in the same car. So, you know, there are a few exceptions to the rules, but with great power comes great responsibility. If you're going to call shotgun and you're going to be riding shotgun in my car on a big road trip, you've got to be bringing the heat if you're in charge of the playlist. Sometimes I'll try to play the music while I drive because I'm very particular when it comes to that. But if you're shotgun, I'll give you a chance, but it's got to be fire. You got to be playing absolute bops, or else you got to go. We got to put somebody else in the seat. Also, you got to be a good navigator. I'm going to be focused on driving, make sure you know I'm in the right lane, doing this and that, making sure everybody's safe and okay. But it is the person in shotgun's job to make sure that we get where we're going. It's their rule for the road trip that they navigate and they make sure that the driver stays awake, he stays good rested, hydrated, whatever. That way he keeps everybody safe. So the shotgun does come with some responsibility. Like I said, great power comes great responsibility. So that took us quite a few ways here into this episode, but we're not done. There's more rules to the road than just who sits in the front seat with the driver. It doesn't end there. Every good road trip, you know, I alluded to the shotgun's responsibility to have a good playlist. You do need a fire playlist. Any road trip you take, if you're not playing straight fire, songs that slap, I mean, it makes the drive boring and daunting. But if you've got a good playlist, I have some traditions when it comes to my music. If I'm taking a long road trip, especially with friends, I try to play Country Roads that I started the episode with on the hour, every hour for the road trip. A few other songs that I like to include when I start a road trip: Eastbound and Down, classic. I also like Life is a Highway, and I also like Home. You know, the song, I'm on my way, home sweet home. You definitely play that when you're either going home, taking a trip back home, or you're getting close to being home, you're on your way. Even if you want to play it when you just start, you know, you're on your way home. And it just, it's calming, it's relaxing, it's a good song. There are many, many, many other songs that you can include in your playlist, but if you're going to include any of those, then it already takes your playlist up a notch. So we've got who's sitting in the front. We've talked about music. Next, we got to talk about when you stop. Now, this is a little different for everybody. When my philosophy is the more you stop, the longer it takes for you to get there and the longer you drive. I don't want to drive. I mean, I don't want my trip to be any longer than it needs to be. I don't mind driving, so to speak, but I don't want to drive forever. It gets boring. It seems monotonous. And it's just like, oh, this is never going to end. It goes on forever. And that especially happens when you stop. You continue to stop. Oh, I got to stop and pee. Oh, I got to stop and get a snack. Oh, I got to stop and do this. No, you're driving and you're going until you hit your destination. The only time I stop is to get gas. And when I get gas, I'll stretch, I'll use the restroom, I'll get a snack, get a drink, whatever I need to do, I'll do it all in one stop. I'm not going to take repeated stops on a trip, especially a longer trip. I'm going to keep going. I'm going to go right through it, start to finish, and stop as little times as possible. Now, I do understand there are different circumstances if you have like pets with you that you're traveling with and you got to let them use the restroom, or whatever the case may be, you've got a baby you're taking care of, or if you have like health-related issues, anything like that. Like, it's, I'm not saying, oh, you can't stop on a road trip. That's not a rule. But my rule, my philosophy is I stop as little as possible because I want to get there and get done driving. And now, in that, brings us another rule. Another rule of the road to make your road trip the best it can be. I said stopping for snacks and a drink. But listen here. My car is not doing that. On the road to Richmond here, rules of the road, we're not stopping. We are loaded up. We've got snacks on snacks on snacks. Okay? We got oatmeal cream pies. We got chips. We got crackers. We got mini blueberry muffins. We got goldfish. We got Scooby snacks. We got fruit snacks. It just keeps going on and on and on. We got two whole bags full of snacks. And that's just for the way there, maybe the way back if we don't eat it all. You know, we're planning ahead. If we got to stop to get snacks on the way back, we'll stop at Walmart or something and load up again. And with all the snacks, you're going to get thirsty. You're going to need drinks. We've got Gatorade. We've got water. We've got Dr. Pepper. We've got it all for the trip. Because we're going prepared. That's really what it comes down to. This rule right here. You need snacks and drinks. It just makes it better. It saves you time. It saves you money. Ultimately, it saves you energy. But you got to be prepared. You're not going to have any of that if you're not prepared. You will not have a successful, fun, planned out road trip, keyword planned, because you weren't prepared. You've got to have the snacks. You got to have the drinks. You got to have the playlist. You've got to have your plan in place, and you have to do all of those things and carry it out in order for the trip, the road trip part, the driving aspect, to be as fun and as carefree, no stress, as possible. And to eliminate stress while driving, that can be a challenge. But I'm here to tell you that I believe, especially on an extremely long road trip, I'm not talking like an hour, 2 hour drive, I'm talking 6, 7, 8 plus. You're driving cross country, especially when you're driving with a group of friends, you need something to keep everybody engaged and occupied. You know, it can be hard if you don't get that shotgun seat to stay awake and stay engaged and feel connected with the group. So how are you going to do that? It is a rule of the road, in my opinion, to find a game and or activity that allows the entire group to talk, to communicate, laugh, share, be whatever. It just brings connection. So how are we going to do that on this road trip to Virginia is the question. Let me tell you, I've got quite a few tricks up my sleeve. You know, there's a classic. There's the alphabet game where somebody starts saying something with A, somebody says something with B. Also, there's different variations of the game when you have to find signs on the road that like, oh, that starts with an A, and then first one to get to Z wins. There's all kinds of different things. You have to go in order, and once somebody says something, you can't say it. All kinds of different variations. So we might play something like that. Also, I have made 2 podcast episodes about the mixtape game. I'm probably going to take those cards and scenarios. So after we get kind of tired of the playlist, it feels kind of stagnant, we'll let somebody either in the back seat or shotgun, he'll pull out a card, he'll read it, and then the other 2 people in the car will pick a song and then play it for that scenario, and then the judge will pick which one he likes best. That would be quite fun. It's kind of like we're doing our own little DJ showdown, and we have the prompts already for it, so that we're probably going to be doing that. Of course, you could always play I Spy, but I find it very hard to do that in the car because you drive by things, and it's like, oh, now I don't see it anymore. So that's more difficult, but it is a classic. It's a staple, especially growing up as a rule of the road. We always played either I Spy or my least favorite, the Quiet Game. I can tell you right now, this group of guys, we're not playing the Quiet Game. It's not happening. Growing up, I never wanted to play this. My mom would do it to try to be at peace of mind while driving and focusing. And I'd literally sit there for maybe 15 seconds, and then I'd just say, I lose. I'm not playing. I lose. And I don't like to lose, but when it comes to that game, I'm not playing. I'll just lose. So like I said, there are hundreds of games out there. The I Spy 20 questions, would you rather. You can even play Have You Heard, and where you bring up different headlines from the news and talk about them. Like I said, we're going to do our DJ showdown probably. But what we're really going to do, the main point of all of that, which I believe is a rule of the road and an absolute necessity for the road trip, we're going to have fun, we're going to stay connected, and we're going to stay engaged. We're going to let everybody share, we're going to let everybody have their time, and it's going to be fun. And really, that's the main takeaway. If you get anything from this whole podcast episode, I want you to know that it's okay to not follow these rules if you don't want. It's okay to have your own rules that I didn't include. It's okay to agree with some of them, none of them, all of them. It doesn't matter. That is not the main point of this episode. The main point of this episode is to let you know that there are ways to make your road trip, in my opinion, more fun and more successful. It'll make the road trip part itself, the drive, more enjoyable and seem less daunting. It'll allow you to get through it quicker. It'll ease your mind. And that's really the main goal. Really, the rule of the road, you've got to find what works for you. You know, everybody is different, and I totally understand that, and there is absolutely nothing wrong with that at all. You just have to find what works for you and your group that you're road tripping with. But at the end of the day, no matter where you go, how long you drive, you need to have fun. Because honestly, I've been to a lot of places. I've been to many states. I've done a lot of different things. But more often than not, the road trip itself, being in the car with a group of friends and her family, is the things that I remember. I remember the games we played. I remember the songs we listened to. I remember the stories we shared. And it was ultimately fun. And that is the ultimate rule of the road. Have fun. Be safe and have fun. That wraps up episode 45, Rules of the Road, on the fairest podcast of them all. Again, like I said, there are many different ways you can interpret the rules of the road. But it all boils down to finding what works for you that will allow you to be safe and have fun. Thanks for liking, sharing, subscribing, tweeting, following, whatever. You know, the support. Any of that support, I appreciate it. I'll probably give you an update on how the trip went in the next episode when we come back next week. But next time, just a little insight as to what the next episode's going to be. We're going to be talking about a little steak. And I'll have to explain in the next episode what that means. Right now, it's one of those, if you know, you know. But I'm going to let everybody know about the little steak next week. As always, make sure you tell a friend, tell your grandma, tell your mom, tell your dad, tell an uncle. And if you have pets, you better tell them to let them listen. And if you want, listen to more episodes of The Fairest Podcast of Them All on your next road trip. Until next time, hang tight, live life, and follow the rules of the road.